I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1488, The Other Beatitudes. If I ask you to tell me some of the Beatitudes and where they might be found in the Bible, you probably would point to the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5. And you might recite things like, blessed are the poor in spirit, or blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, blessed are those who mourn, blessed are the meek, and so on. But those are not the only Beatitudes. So today, let's take a quick peek at the other Beatitudes. As you know, this podcast is about the two great commandments, which are to love God, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourself. And that kind of love is not just on Easy Street, not just when the sun is shining, not just when we're cruising along, but even when times are hard. And we need to remember that we're still blessed. The other Beatitudes I'm referring to are in the book of Revelation. They're scattered throughout that final book. I think it's very interesting who the Lord says are the blessed ones in this final book of Holy Scripture. So here they are. See what you think and see which one sticks out to you today. Revelation 1:3. Blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it and take it to heart, what is written in it, because the time is near. Revelation 14:13. Then I heard a voice from heaven say, write this, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, they will rest from their labor, for their deeds will follow them. Chapter 16, verse 15. Look, I come like a thief. Blessed is the one who stays awake and remains clothed, so as not to go naked and be shamefully exposed. Revelation 19:9. Then the angel said to me, write this, blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb. And he added, these are the true words of God. Chapter 20, verse 6. Blessed and holy are those who share in the first resurrection. The second death has no power over them. But they will be priests of God and of Christ and will reign with him for 1,000 years. Revelation 22:7. Look, I'm coming soon. Blessed is the one who keeps the words of the prophecy written in this scroll. And finally, Revelation 22:14. Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may go through the gates into the city. Scott Duvall summarizes these blessed Beatitudes like this. The book of Revelation includes 7 Beatitudes or blessings, and they're kind of like Matthew 5 and Luke 6. The Beatitudes in 1:3 and 22:7 promise a blessing for faithfully appropriating the book, that is, reading the prophecy aloud or obeying its message. Every other Beatitude promises an eschatological blessing at the final consummation. It could be experiencing the presence of God, that's implied in chapter 14, verse 13, or being prepared for Christ's return, chapter 16, verse 15, or receiving an invitation to the wedding supper of the Lamb, chapter 19, verse 9, sharing in the first resurrection and remaining untouched by the second death, Revelation 26, and enjoying the privilege of eating from the tree of life and entering the eternal city, Revelation 22:14. The Beatitudes, much like the promises to the victors in Revelation 2 and 3, summarize the challenges and rewards of overcoming. Here's the great question. Which one of the other Beatitudes do you find the most challenging and or the most rewarding right now? Let's pray. Lord, it's easy to be discouraged. So much of what we see in the world around us and even in our own communities speaks of death, not life, of deterioration, not growth. And yet, you've already told us we're blessed and we will be blessed because we hold on to you. And you hold on to today and every day and every tomorrow. Thank you for this reminder today from the book of Revelation. May it give us peace. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1489. And in the meantime, distracted driving's a real thing and it causes real accidents. In the old days, drivers would be distracted with kids fighting in the back seat, or you'd drop a french fry and try to find it, or you'd try to get the right radio station. And now we've got screens and phones and tablets and devices to make us think we're on the couch when we're really in the car. And we get distracted, and then we drift. And if we drift, we could die. In a hard world, let's keep our eyes on the road. God's got this. And it may be, probably will be, hard. But we're still blessed. Never forget the other Beatitudes.